offered up as an explanation for harassment attacks against Imperial bases and installations. Tarkin scrolled through the list several times, returning after each read-through to a Mon Cal Starship Systems engineer named Artos, who had gone missing shortly after Teller. Dr. Artos, as he was apparently affectionately known, was a former member of the Mon Cal Knights, a group that had fought against his planet's separatist-aligned quorum. Artos certainly would have known about the Carrion Spike, as parts for the Corvette's Stygian Crystal Stealth System had been manufactured at Mon Cal shipyards after the concept design team had given up on attempts to utilize hybridium. Tarkin blinked, rubbed his eyes, and stared at the mid-air holograms. What about Brachia, the Korovar asset on Mercana? Was he involved in the plot, despite the part he had played in procuring a replacement starship? Were the Crimora crime families involved? What about the crew of the freighter Reticent? Had they perhaps been aboard the cobbled-together warship that had attacked Sentinel Base? Then there was the matter of the warship itself. Who had funded the purchase of the modules, droids, and starfighters? Where and by whom had the ship been assembled? Just how wide-reaching was the conspiracy? Did it involve only former Republic intelligence operatives, or did it penetrate Imperial agencies as well? "Sentients, like animals, have their fussy behaviors," Jova would say. "Learn the particulars of one, and you begin to understand the entire species." If Tarkin's hypothesis about Antar IV being the nexus of the conspiracy was correct, could the involvement of the Reticent's crew owe to something as simple as having lost friends or relatives to the mass executions? Relatives who were perhaps affiliated with Teller's partisans? Tarkin continued to scan the 3D images. If he was right, and he was actually looking at those who had stolen his ship and discovered how to replicate the Clone Wars shadow feeds, then as it happened, they were not former separatists nursing a grudge against the Empire, but rather former Republican loyalists with a vendetta. Supreme Chancellor Palpatine's one-time allies had become the Emperor's new foes. Saving his research to an encrypted file, Tarkin thought, "The trail continues beyond where you lose it." Were the dissidents leading him on a chase calculated to disguise their actual objective? The thread that had begun to unspool at Sentinel Base could end at only one point. The Carrion Spike stumbled out of hyperspace to an interstellar reversion point 10 parsecs from Noaine. The near miss at the autonomous region had left the Corvette so rattled that for a long while, the damaged navicomputer couldn't even establish where the ship was. It was easier now to list the instruments that were still functioning than those that were damaged beyond repair.
"We have 2 forward laser cannons and 1 starboard battery,"
Carla reported to the others in the Corvette's main cabin, where Artos was tending to Salik's facial injuries.
"Shields are down to nothing. Hull armor's the only thing protecting us from a collision with space dust. Hyperdrive motivator is marginal, but probably good for 1, possibly 2 more jumps."
"One is all we need," Teller said, while the ship groaned like a wounded animal and Salik's shed fur wafted in all directions.
"Stealth systems and sublight drives are hit or miss,"
the Korovar continued.
"Same with communications and the holonet."
Hask gave her pert-eared head a woeful shake.
"We don't come off very well in the vids the Empire released of the Noaine engagement."
"There go our ratings,"
Artos said. Anora scowled at him and threw Teller a peeved look.
"So much for trusting your ally to hold up his end of the bargain."
"I said I trusted him up to a point," Teller shot back. "If I trusted him entirely, we wouldn't even be having this conversation."
The remark was not an exaggeration. Had the Carrion Spike decanted in the Noaine system at the anticipated reversion point, she would have been instantly annihilated by Imperial fire. Instead,
Tella had had Salak decant the ship deeper in system, as far from the capital ships as was feasible.
Regardless, they had been forced to make a run for it without firing a beam at the star system's Imperial facility, its inconsequence notwithstanding. Boxed in and pounded by laser fire, they had jumped to light speed with a maneuver that in itself had been no mean feat. Besides, Teller went on, he had to make it look real. Honora loosed a bitter laugh.
They weren't just making it look real, Teller. Face facts, we've been betrayed.
Teller snorted a bitter laugh. Probably. But in the end, it won't matter. He looked at Salak, then Artos. Is he going to be all right, Doc?
I'll live, Salak said for himself, at least for long enough to finish this.
The autopilot also survived, Kala said.
Teller blew out his breath and nodded.
Then we're good to go on that score. Plus, we've been assured of clear skies.
As long as he's still convinced we're on our way,
Honora said. Teller nodded.
The carrion spike will arrive on schedule.
You realize that the Empire won't rest until we're found and dealt with,
Artos said.
Hask glanced around.
Assuming anyone's figured out who we are.
I wouldn't put it past Tarkin and Vader. Not with the reticent crew in hand.
Teller compressed his lips.
Even if not, we'll be given up at some point.
Kala grinned.
Fortunately, we've all grown accustomed to looking over our shoulders.